the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله عز وجل. Welcome back to our program, Rise and Shine. We'll move forward, and inshallah, azawajal, and we're going to listen to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Remember, whenever we get the opportunity to listen to the Quran, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we listen to it attentively and carefully. Let's listen to the beautiful Quran. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
قال عما قليل ليصبحن نادمين.
اللہ نے فرمایا کچھ دیر جاتی ہے کہ یہ صبح کریں گے پچھتاتے ہوئے.
فأخذتهم الصيحة بالحق فجعلناهم غثاء فبعدا للقوم الظالمين.
تو انہیں آ لیا سچی چنگھاڑ نے, تو ہم نے انہیں گھاس کوڑا کر دیا تو دور ہوں ظالم لوگ.
ثم انشأنا من بعدهم قرونا آخرین.
پھر ان کے بعد ہم نے اور سنگتیں یعنی قومیں پیدا کی.
ما تسبق من امت اجلها وما يستأخرون.
کوئی امت اپنی میعاد سے اتنا پہلے جائے نہ پیچھے رہے.
ثم ارسلنا رسلنا تترى كلما جاء امة رسولها كذبوه فاتبعنا بعضهم بعضا وجعلناهم احاديث فبعدا لقوم لا يؤمنون.
پھر ہم نے اپنے رسول بھیجے ایک پیچھے دوسرا, جب کسی امت کے پاس اس کا رسول آیا انہوں نے اسے جھٹلایا تو ہم نے اگلوں سے پچھلے ملا دیے اور انہیں کہانیاں کر ڈالا تو دور ہوں وہ لوگ کے ایمان نہیں لاتے.
أرسلنا موسى وأخاه هارون بآياتنا وسلطان مبين.
پھر ہم نے موسیٰ اور اس کے بھائی ہارون کو اپنی آیتوں اور روشن سنت کے ساتھ بھیجا.
إلى فرعون وملئه فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما عالين.
فرعون اور اس کے درباریوں کی طرف تو انہوں نے غرور کیا اور وہ لوگ غلبہ پائے ہوئے تھے.
فقالوا أنؤمن لبشرين مثلنا وقومهما لنا عابدون.
تو بولے کیا ہم ایمان لے آئیں اپنے جیسے دو آدمیوں پر اور ان کی قوم ہماری بندگی کر رہی ہے.
فكذبوهما فكانوا من المهلكين.
تو انہوں نے ان دونوں کو جھٹلایا تو ہلاک کیے ہوئے میں ہو گئے.
ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب لعلهم يهتدون.
اور بے شک ہم نے موسیٰ کو کتاب عطا فرمائی کہ ان کو ہدایت ہو.
وجعلنا ابن مريم وامه آية وآويناهما إلى ربوة ذات قرار ومعين.
اور ہم نے مریم اور اس کے بیٹے کو نشانی کیا اور انہیں ٹھکانہ دیا ایک بلند زمین جہاں بسنے کا مقام اور نگاہ کے سامنے بہتا پانی.
یا ایھا الرسل کلوا من الطیبات واعملوا صالحا انی بما تعملون علیم.
اے پیغمبرو, پاکیزہ چیزیں کھاؤ اور اچھا کام کرو, میں تمہارے کاموں کو جانتا ہوں.
وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونِ.
اور بے شک یہ تمہارا دین ایک ہی دین ہے اور میں تمہارا رب ہوں, تم مجھ سے ڈرو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, we were listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, and we were also learning about Sayyida Maryam رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the blessed mother of حضرت سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام. Such a blessed woman that whenever the name of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in the Quran, Isa ibn Maryam, it is always, majority of the time, it is Isa the son of Maryam. Subhanallah. And no doubt, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha was a very blessed and a very pious woman. And mashallah, the one is that her name has been mentioned in the Quran many times. And then one whole chapter of the Quran, Surah Maryam, has been revealed in the Quran as well. Now, moving swiftly forward, we've got our kalam of the day. So let's take our kalam, and I'll tell you what topic we are going to be discussing straight after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza, sab chale madine ko, main na jaun are, خدا نہ کرے, جان و دل ہو شوخرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے, تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا, میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے, میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے, تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے, تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے, بھر دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی, بھر دے بھر دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی, بھر دے اب نہ رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے, اب نہ رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے, پھر تمنا اے زیارت نے کیا دل بے چین, پھر تمنا اے چین پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے والے پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے والے لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے اے تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے والے اے تیری قلم دان مدینے والے حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا حشر میں تم چھپائے رکھنا ہوں گناہوں پہ پشیمان مدینے والے ہوں گناہوں پہ پشیمان مدینے والے تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے پکارے بے دم سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے پکارے بے دم یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, very beautiful kalam recited by Rukn Shura Ji Abdul Habib Attari. Everyone loves to do something, and it's all up to us what we love to do. Now alhamdulillah azwajal, today what we're going to do, the topic is love for good deeds. How important is it to have that love, to have that urge, and to have that greed to do good deeds? Now you see a lot of people sometimes, you know, different people have different mentality, and some people love this world, some people love food, some people love clothes, and some people love money. And I'm going to say, in this nowadays, very rare you'll find people not loving money. But the very important message is that as Muslims, we need to love to do good deeds, to do good actions. And inshallah azawajal, how our pious predecessors, they used to find any time, and they used to take advantage of that. It says that Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, when he was in his last moments of his life, he would offer his salah sitting down. His blessed feet were swollen up as well. He passed away in his ibadat, and that was the legacy of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. From a wrestler, Allah Ta'ala granted him the maqam that he became one of the greatest walis of his time. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, all his life, you know, he was pushing himself to do ibadat, even in the last moments of his life. You know, sometimes when we get a headache, we'll be flat on our bed and we say, oh, mari gaya, sire dard hai. You know, we have headaches and we sleep. But these great people, you know, even in their last moments of their life, they'll be doing as much good deeds as they can. But still, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, being in the old age, being weak, being ill, feet swollen up, having pain in his feet, yet he would still as much as possible to offer his salah. Why? The question is why? Why did he go through all that pain? And the answer is because he had the love for ibadat. He had the love to do good deeds. Today, sadly, you know, we do many things, but when it comes to a little bit of a pain, we can't take that. You know, sometimes people, you know, you'll see there's so many people now sitting on chairs. I went to a masjid, the majority of the people were sat on chairs rather than standing up. And I probably saw Barakul Masjid, maybe there's a poster that you can only sit on the chairs. And why? Young lads, you know, a te, young nojawan, sat on the chairs. Why? Had a hard day, been running about today, innit? Yeah, so they were running about, and I asked a few buzurg as well. I said, Baba ji, kya wajah? Why you sat on the chair for? Oh, putra, shari, diyar, shopping karna rya, maari te bas hoi bhi hai. Yeah, that is not a reason that you should sit on a chair. That is definitely not the reason that you can sit on a chair and offer your salah. Yeah, but the thing is, why are these things happening? We don't understand, we don't realize the value of these good deeds. You know, our sahaba ikram, Awliya ikram, haris te. Haris means greedy. They were greedy in doing good deeds. You know, they were always looking for opportunities to do good things. And for us today, we're always looking for opportunities how to do a shortcut. Nowadays, people don't read nafal namaz. Nafal hota. You know, I ask people, how many rakats for Isha Salah? 17. Which ones? 4 sunnat, 4 farz, 2 sunnat, 2 nafal, 3 witr, 2 nafal. 17. What do you read? Yeah, do you read the 4 sunnahs? Ah, they ghair muakkada dua, you don't have to read them. Okay, so 4's gone. Yeah, 4 farz, 2 sunnah, 2 nafal, do you offer them? Oh, they're nafal, you don't have to read them. 2 nafal gone. 3 witr, yes, I do read them. 2 nafal, oh, they're nafal, they've gone. So 8 rakat have already gone from Isha Salah. Picha rahi gaye kitne? So if you take 17, there's only 9 rakat for Isha then. Why do you say 17? Oh no, but that's 17 rakat. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Is today we're looking for opportunities. Oh, that's ghair muakkada, you don't have to read them. That's nafal, you don't have to read them. You know, you don't have to read them. But these غیر معقدہ and these نوافل, if you can't offer them, have you offered your قضاء عمری صلاح? All the salah that you missed in your early life, have you offered them? Have you made up for قضاء عمری? No, we haven't. So why are we not taking advantage? Do your حساب, do قضاء عمری. Because that salah that you have missed, it's not something that we missed, fine, it doesn't matter. That's not what it's like. We need to understand that we need to sit down, we need to work out our salah, and we need to start to offer them. There is a very famous quotation by Sayyidina Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he writes, لالچ اور حرص کا جذبہ خوراک لباس مکان سامان دولت عزت شہرت الغرض ہر نعمت میں ہوا کرتا ہے. Every blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given us, حرص and لالچ is with everything. حرص محمود, because we're talking about living for the good deeds. حرص محمود is that you spend in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala has given you wealth and you want more wealth. Why? So that you can distribute them. You're making dua that, Ya Allah, give me money, give me wealth, Ya Allah, maal de, barakat de. It's not that you want to have a good life, you want to chill out in your life. That dua is from the bottom of your heart that, Ya Allah, give me money so that I could help my poor Muslims around the world. That is a good hirs. Ye achhi tamanna hai. And the other hirs e mazmoom, that greed that a person, he does only for the world. Yeah, yani jaise sharab peene ke liye, I wish I had money, I would have done this, I would have gone clubbing, I would have done this. Yeah, that's for the dunya. So there's nothing in the hereafter, ma'azallah, maybe it's to do sins as well. Isko kehte hirse mazmoom. So hirse mahmood is what we all can do and what we should do. Hirse mazmoom, we should try to, totally opposite, we should try to keep away from that. And hirse mubah, یعنی جیسے بغیر کسی نیت کے کثرت مال کی تمنا کرنا. فار ایگزامپل, یو میکنگ دعا دیا اللہ گیو می, وائی ڈو یو وانٹ منی, آئی ڈونٹ نو, آئی جسٹ وانٹ مور منی. سو دیئر از نو گڈ انٹینشن, دیئر از نو بٹ دیئر از ویل. دیٹس کالڈ ہرس مباح. ناؤ ہیئر وی نیڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ ا ورس ان دی سائیڈ دی گلوریس قران. اللہ عز و جل ہیز مینشن, وسارعوا الی مغفرۃ من ربکم وجنۃ عرضھا السماوات والارض اعدت للمتقین. Surah آل عمران, para number 4, verse number 133. In Sirat al-Jinan, the commentary that Mufti Sahib writes is, گناہوں سے توبہ کر کے, اللہ کے فرائض کو ادا کر کے, نیکیوں پر عمل پیرا ہو کر اور تمام اعمال میں اخلاص پیدا کر کے اپنے رب کی بخشش اور جنت کی طرف جلدی کرو. یعنی مفتی صاحب writes that when you have done توبہ in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you've fulfilled the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, you've acted upon the good deeds, and you've done all the actions only with ikhlas, with sincerity, only for the pleasure of Allah. Now Mufti Sahib, he says, now thou ask Allah Azza wa Jal, اپنے رب کی بخشش اور جنت کی طرف جلدی کرو. وہ run towards the paradise and the mercy of your رب Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اس پر حرص کرو جو تمہیں نفع دے اور اللہ سے مدد مانگو عاجز نہ ہو. یعنی have this greed of that جو تمہیں نفع دے, that will benefit you. Have that greed. Now here, because we're talking about love for the good deeds, and that's what we need to understand, is how we can get the love for the good deeds. Now once we start getting the love for the good deeds, that's when we start to prepare for our hereafter. That's when we start to prepare doing the good actions. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in that way, we can be beneficial. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, to our community as well. And now we need to understand for ourselves that here, people, how much time we are wasting. If we had that love to do good deeds, when we have spare time, you know, that's another debatable thing. When do we have spare time? Because all of us are so busy in our lives. جناب مارک کو تو ٹائم بچنا ہی نہیں نا, میں اتنا بزی ہوں لائف وچ. یار وائی یو سیئنگ دیٹ؟ بیکاز اینڈ آف دا ڈے یو گاٹ پلنٹی آف ٹائم, بٹ دا مائنڈ سیٹ از ناٹ دیئر. دا لو فار فار ریڈنگ دا قرآن از ان دیئر. دا لو ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ گڈ از ناٹ دیئر. دیٹس وائی آور موسٹ آف دا ٹائم سوشل میڈیا واچنگ ویڈیوز واچنگ کلپس, یو نو ویئر آل آن دیٹ, وی ویسٹ ان آور ٹائم. یو نو آن ایوریج آئی کین گارنٹی یو دا, آئی ایم جسٹ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اے نارمل پرسن, On average, we might be on social media for 2 to 3 hours every day. That's on average. Can you imagine 2 to 3 hours on average we're on social media? If just 1 hour we can spend for our deen, where the maqam we will have. Today we say, I don't have time to read the Quran. I can read 1 hour of the Quran. You know, we say that we don't have time. I could be reading an Islamic book. I went to a Mawlana sahab, mashallah. In 1 week, he completed a book, Farz Ulum Seekhe. It's about 800 odd pages. He went through all of it. Every time you give him a book, he goes through all of it. That's the love that he has for the knowledge of the deen. And we all need to look at ourselves. Don't look at other people. Oh, Tiga, if I don't get time, well, he doesn't get time as well. He's going to go in his own grave. Oh, apni kabar hi jaasi. Why are you worried about him for? Worry about your own self first. And then, today, you know, even there was a time when mobile phones were very, very rare. Not everyone had a mobile phone. And then you never had the free minutes and the free calls. You had to pay for them. So people were very reluctant to make calls, to send messages, because you were getting charged for that. Nowadays, and that's how easy it is to get that. Many people, you know, people who can't afford to buy a mobile phone have got mobile phones and they've got data on it as well. And all they'll be doing is just whizzing through. Our pious predecessors, the love for ibadat that they had. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to those companions, who is fasting today? Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his hand up. He goes, Ya Rasulullah, I am fasting. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, how many of you have been to a janazah? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq put his hand up, Ya Rasulullah, I have read a janazah today. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how many of you have fed a poor person? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq again raised his hands, Ya Rasulullah, I have fed a poor person. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how many of you went to visit a sick person? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his hand up again. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, jis kisi mein ye haslatein jama ho jaye, wo jannat mein dakhil hoga. That the one who has all these good attires, all these good habits, he is fasting, he's read the janazah, he's fed the poor people, he's visited the sick person, he will enter paradise. This is why we love our first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, because he has love for ibadat, jazba. He's already the one who will enter Islam in paradise. He already jannati hai. But their life, you know, it's not that when they heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, all these great Sahaba ikram, when they said that you're going to paradise, they didn't say, well, that's fine, we can chill out now. Jo kuch karo. No. You read their life stories, they were more into ibadat after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that to them. Yeah, their life story tells us that they were more engaged in worship when they heard that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Khuda ki kasam, jo namaz tark kare, uska Islam mein koi hissa nahi. Phir aapne zakhmi halat mein namaz ada ki. He was hurt, he was bleeding, he was very, very in pain. But yet, what did he say? I swear by Allah that the one who misses his salah has no share in Islam. And he offered his salah in that. And a few days later, he sadly passed away. You know, that was the love for their salah. Aaj yara pehre lagi je nahi sam namaz nahi padno ni wuzu ji main wuzu kis tarah karu. I ask someone, puche na kisi se, look, I've got this problem, I can't offer my salah, what do I do? Inshallah azwel, your mufti sahab, your local imam sahab will tell you what to do. Aap darul ifta phone kare, ring a mufti sahab up, yeah, ring the brothers of Dawat Islami, and they'll tell you what you need to do, rather than stay in our home and say, janab mere te pair hi lagi hai, main ta namaz padhi na sakna. Namaz kyun na padhi sakna, namaz koi behte bhi padhi sakna. We can sit down and offer our salah. Don't put yourself into that pain. Zaruri nahi hai, you don't put yourself into that pain, but you can't miss your salah. Subhanallah. Namaz, salah, is an action that will take you to paradise. 700 times or more salah has been mentioned in the Quran. And salah is the opportunity for you to talk to your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And he says, whoever offers 2 rakat of salah with humility and humbleness and sincerity, khushu or khuzu ke saath, جو دو رکعت نماز پڑھے اس پر جنت واجب ہو جاتی ہے. جنت بیکمز واجب اپون دیٹ پرسن ہو آفرز ٹو رکعت صلاۃ ود ہمبلنس اینڈ سنسیریٹی. دو رکعت نماز دنیا وما فیہا سے بہتر ہے. ٹو رکعت صلاۃ از بیٹر دین دنیا ون وٹ ایور از انسائڈ دی دنیا. یو گو یور گولڈ, یو گو یور سلور, یو گو یور ڈائمنڈز, یو گو آل دس, یو گو کوٹیاں دس دس, اٹ از اسٹل بیٹر ٹو آفر ٹو رکعت صلاۃ بیکاز اٹ از بیٹر دین دا ورلڈ اینڈ وٹ ایور اٹ از. دیدار حق دکھائے گی اے بھائیو نماز. نماز صلاح از دی ایکشن دیٹ ول میک یو سی یور رب عز و جل. جنت تمہیں دلائے گی اے بھائیو نماز. دربار مصطفیٰ میں تمہیں لے کے جائے گی, خالق سے بخشوائے گی اے بھائیو نماز. اینڈ واٹ واز دا لو آف عبادت, دا لو آف گڈ ڈیز آف حضرت سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. اف یو نو سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ واز آلسو مارٹرڈ اینڈ ایٹ دا ٹائم ہی واز اٹیکڈ. سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ واز ریڈنگ دا قرآن. ناؤ کین یو امیجن یور لائف از ان ڈینجر, پیپل ہیو سراؤنڈڈ یور ہاؤس. ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم وی بی یو نو کلوزنگ آور سیلف ان دا کلوزٹ اینڈ سیئنگ ڈری گیا یو نو ہو ہو بندے پیچھے لگے. سیدنا عثمان غنی گوز ڈو وٹ ایور یو وانٹ, آئی ایم گونا ریڈ مائی قرآن. اینڈ ہی سٹارٹ دیٹ اینڈ ہی اسٹارٹڈ ٹو ریڈ دا قرآن. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. وین وی ٹاک اباؤٹ دا قرآن, سم آف دا سورہز آف دا قرآن ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, یو نو ہاؤ بگ آر دے. یو نو سم ٹائمز وی بیک آف وی شائی آف جناب ٹائم کو نہیں, تو زبانی یاد کری کہ نو لرن اے فیو. ڈو یو نو ہاؤ ٹو ریسائٹ سورت فاتحہ, سورت اخلاص, سورت کوثر, سورت العصر, سورت الم ترا کیف فعل ربک باصحاب الفیل, سورت قریش. یا اف یو نو دا وائی ڈونٹ یو جسٹ ریڈ دیم بائی ہارٹ. گھڑی چلانے میں بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم, زبردست. دس ریڈنگ دا قرآن اینڈ ان شاء اللہ یو ول کیپ یور سیلز اوے فرام کمیٹنگ سنز ایز ویل. سورت یاسین شریف ول ٹیک یو نو مور دین 10 منٹس ٹو ریسائٹ سورت یاسین. ٹھیک ہے 15 کر یو لو چلو, لیکن اف یو ریڈ سورت یاسین ونس یو گیٹ دا ثواب اکویولنٹ آف ریڈنگ دا قرآن 10 ٹائمز. اللہ اکبر. ون سورت یاسین take you 15 minutes, but you get the reward of reciting surah the holy quran 10 times. Yeah, and then surah yasin ki tilawat se 20 haj ka sawab milta hai. Subhanallah. You also get the reward for performing haj 20 times. That's the reward for that. Mashallah. We do have the daily reminder for today. Let's take the daily reminder. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Let us listen to the virtue of the noble prophetic household from the blessed tongue of our noble prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. It is stated and reported by Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari رضی اللہ عنہ. He says, سمعت النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ala inna mithla ahli bayti feekum mithlu safinati nuhin man rakibaha naja wa man takhallafa anha halaka. Rawahu Ahmad. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu that he was holding on to the door of the Holy Kaaba and he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Behold, listen attentively. The example of my Ahle Bayt among you is like that of Nuh's ark. Whoever boarded it was saved. Whoever remained behind was destroyed. He held on to the door of the Kaaba so that the listeners would realize the great importance of this hadith. And what does it mean? This statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as during the flood of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, the only means of salvation was the ark of Nuh, in the same way until the Day of Judgment, the only means of salvation is love for the Ahlul Bayt, obedience to them and following their path. Without obedience and adherence, a claim of love is meaningless. In another hadith it is mentioned, أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم My companions are like stars. Whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. Thus, the world is like an ocean, and in this journey, one needs both the ship to ride upon and the stars to be guided by. All praise is for Allah Almighty. The Ahlus Sunnah are secure and are upon salvation, for they hold firmly to both the Ahlul Bayt and the noble Sahaba Kiram. And those people who have animosity to the noble prophetic household, they have no ship. And those who have animosity to any of the Sahaba Kiram, they have no sense of guiding stars. Thus, neither of them can cross this ocean and reach safely. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, this narration provides guidance to the Muslim Ummah, which path you need to stay on. And Alhamdulillah, the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah is upon that path, where in one side we have the blessed teachings and guidance and love for the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt. And on the other side of our, we have the blessed love and the admiration and respect for the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Ahle sunnat ka hai bera bar, ashabe huzur najm hai aur nau hai itrat rasulullah ki. This means that the Ahle sunnati wal jama'ah are secured and are safe in this world and in the hereafter, for they have the love of the Ahlul Bayt and the love and respect for the honorable Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan. May Allah Almighty keep us firm in our love for these auspicious personalities, and may we remain on this belief and love whilst we leave this world. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, a very beautiful reminder, no doubt. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. You are watching our program, Rise and Shine, and we do have the topic today as love for good deeds. And I just want to go through some of the famous chapters and verses of the Quran and what rewards there are, so that we can also have that love and that greed, may I say, to act upon these things. Surah Al-Mulk Sharif, there's 30 verses inside Surah Al-Mulk Sharif, and it will take you 4 to 5 minutes to recite this surah. And it says that Surah Al-Mulk, it protects you from the punishment of the grave. And then Surah Al-Mulk, it will do intercession for those who read this. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, they will be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, if we learn one verse every single day, within 1 month we'll become hafiz of Surah Al-Mulk Sharif. Subhanallah. We'll know it by heart. So what you do is, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. That's one verse. Keep reading that. Puri diyaar padne rahe ho. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Gari baithe hain. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Read it all day. You might repeat it 300-400 times maybe. But now what will happen tomorrow, next day? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Keep reading that. Puri diyaar. Then what you do is then you start to read both of them together. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Yeah, keep reading these two verses then. Puri diyaar padne rahe ho do surta. Then the next day 3, then the next day 4, then the next day 5. And inshallah, within 30 days, you'll become a hafiz of Surah Al-Mulk Sharif. Then if you're not in wuzu, you're tired, you can go to sleep. Before you sleep in, you can still read Surah Al-Mulk Sharif. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, some people have a habit when they drive and they got a long journey, they might read the Quran, they might read Surah Yasin Sharif, they might read Surah Al-Mulk Sharif. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, have a, you know, these kind of good deeds, everything that you say, but rather than astaghfirullah, put music on and saying, janab, bada maza. And I see people, and they put it on social media as well, janab, badi kamai kari rahe hain, asa gaddi chalai rahe hain, the pichak music pa bajana. What's all this about? Yeah. And if you ask them, جیسے انیات ہے غلط ہے, اگر غلط ہے تو غلط سمجھو نا, تھنک آف یس بٹ ایز ویل, دیر از نو پوائنٹ سین اٹس رانگ. اٹس لائک پیپل یو نو, اٹس ویڈنگ سیزن از کمنگ اپ ناؤ, مینی پیپل اف یو آسک دیم وائی وی گو مائی میوزک, او جی پتہ ہے غلط ہے لیکن واٹ کین وی ڈو, واٹ یو مین واٹ واٹ کین یو ڈو, واٹ یو کین ڈو از یو ڈونٹ ہیو میوزک, واٹ ایلس ڈو یو وانٹ ٹو ڈو, اٹس جسٹ مینٹالٹی, آئی ڈونٹ نو, اللہ تعالیٰ فبیت. Another beautiful surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. There is a verse inside Surah Al-Baqarah which he says that anyone who reads this verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah in their home, take the shaitan out of their home, and that is Ayatul Kursi. Some people say Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul. It's not Ayatul. It's Ayatul. Ayatul. Ayatul Kursi. So if you recite Ayatul Kursi, inshallah the shaitan will be kicked out of your house. ٹھیک ہے, بائی دس سیڈلی دا شیطان ڈزنٹ کم ان آور ہاؤس بائی پیپنگ تھرو, وی انوائٹ ہم, آج نہ میں باہر کیا بس یہاں سے فلم دیکھ سوں, کم اینڈ جوائن اس معاذ اللہ, یو نو آور ایکشنز انوائٹڈ دا شیطان, وین پیپل ڈو بیڈ تھنگز از دا شیطان دیٹس دیئر وِد دیم, اینڈ دین وی سے پتہ نہیں کار ٹینشن کی ہوں, آئی ڈونٹ نو وائی می اینڈ مائی وائف کیپ آن فائٹنگ ود ایچ ادر, آئی ڈونٹ نو وائی مائی چلڈرن ڈونٹ لسن ٹو ہم, ویل یو انوائٹڈ دا شیطان ود یور سیلف, and yeah, now you're saying I don't know why this is happening, sit down, go dudh piyo, dimag thanda karo, socho why is this happening, it's because of all of these things that we are doing. We've got the daily hadith, let's take the daily hadith, and I've got some more verses and ayat surahs inshallah to mention. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Wealth is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but only when we use it to obey Allah. Otherwise, there are many people in the dunya who have wealth to last 10 generations, but they don't use it in accordance to Sharia. They don't use it in acts that please Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They waste it. They spend it on haram. They are arrogant because of it. They fall into all sorts of trials and tribulations because of wealth. We know in a hadith that every ummah has a fitna, a trial, and the trial of this ummah is maal, is wealth. But the person who is given the ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to utilize that wealth properly in the way of Allah, in righteous actions and causes, that person is praiseworthy. That person is worthy of envy. And he will not only receive the benefits of that in the dunya, but in the akhirah as well. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, a pious person who had wealth and he spent wealth, on the Day of Judgment, that very wealth will testify to the iman, the taqwa, and the generosity of such a person. Subhanallah, this is what we want. We don't want to limit that wealth to worldly luxuries, fulfilling worldly desires. No, we want to gain the blessings of that wealth in the akhirah. And your wealth will testify for your iman, your taqwa, your generosity, if you used it properly in the dunya.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A couple of more surahs that are inside the Holy Quran. Again, the topic is love for good deeds. Now, the Quran is one of the most important things for us to gain them good deeds. And how easy it is. Surah An-Nasr, Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. If you read that, then that is one quarter of the Quran. Surah Al-Kafirun is one quarter of the Quran. Surah Ikhlas, anyone who recites it three times, it is as if he has finished the whole Quran. And Surah Zilzal, Idha Zulzilat Al-Ardu Zilzalaha. Anyone who reads that, that is equivalent to reading half of the Quran. So, alhamdulillah is the reward that we can get. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his sadaqah, because he was known as Jami' al-Quran, the one who compiled the Quran for us as well. And you know, all these blessings that we can, why can't we read them? You know, if we sat down, you know, recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ حَدْ, ویسے ہی بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ حَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. That's it. I've got the reward of reading 10 pare, 10 pare, and the sawab lab bhi gaya. Read it three times, pura Quran na sawab. We know it. Have you seen Amir Ahle Sunnat or Madani Muzakara? But he keeps on writing. So instead of me listening to the question only, I'm doing multitasking. He's listening to the question that people are asking, and he's also writing. What does he write? He writes the name of Allah. Alhamdulillah, he gives them out to people as well as ta'wizat as well. So he writes the name of Allah. Why? And if you look at this, our pious predecessors, if you look at their lives, that's what they used to do. One Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that whilst I used to make the nib for the pen, I used to recite Durood e Pak, I used to do the zikr of Allah. Aaj hamari halat pyare Islam bhaiyo, what it is we need to understand, yeah, instead of putting ourselves into more ibadat, we're starting to reduce our ibadat. Yeah, like I mentioned to you an example of Salatul Isha, how we've reduced that Salatul Isha. We're reducing it every day. Some Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they used to have so much. Hazrat Sayyiduna Kahmas bin Hassan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had so much love for the good deeds that he used to offer 1,000 nawafil every single day. And he says that in the later part of his life, when he became really old and weak, he reduced that to 500. Allahu Akbar, 500 nawafil. And mashallah, there are people, Ashikane Rasool, who read their tahajjud salah, their ishraq ko chasht. What is the reward for tahajjud salah? Subhanallah. Tahajjud was farz upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the later part of the night, tahajjud salah, alhamdulillah, duas are accepted. You've got a problem, wake up for tahajjud, make dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, fulfill my needs, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove my problems. That is the time for dua, dua qabooliyat. Ishraq, someone who offers a salatul ishraq, he gets the reward of one hajj and one umrah. He gets the sawab for that. Chasht, tahiyyatul wuzu. Once you've performed wuzu, yeah, go to the masjid or wherever you are, or offer two rakat nafal tahiyyatul wuzu. As soon as you enter the masjid, recite two rakat nafal tahiyyatul masjid. Awwabin, salatul awwabin, six rakat after namaz maghrib. You know, so you read your three farz, now two sunnah, two nafal, another two nafal, that's six rakats after the farais. Salatul tawbah, before you go to sleep at night, do tawbah in the court of Allah. If we can make a routine of that, unbelievably, you know, we'll have some changes in our lives. Alhamdulillah. Let's take a kalam and we'll come back and we'll try to wrap up the program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allah. الصبح بدا من طالعته والليل دجى من وفرته هنور سهر چہرے سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے
اللہ
نعمت کا خزینہ ہے مولا گنجینہ رحمت ہے آقا ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے اور راہنما
الشجر نطاق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته
انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے اشارے سے
اللہ 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 اللہ
جبریل اتا أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته
جبريل أمين پیغام خدا لے کر شب اسرا معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا
اللہ
محمدنا هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته
تو محمد ہے اپنے آقا اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارا ملا
اللہ 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 اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful kalam recited by Abdul Habib Bhai and Ashfaq Bhai, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala bless them and reward them even more. Please take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.